Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
God bless America. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today, primarily for our California listeners, but also a little bit because you have some of the same problems in Oregon, but not at the level that California does, I want to talk just a little bit about Proposition 47. Now, I've talked about this before. In fact, I guess dating me a little bit is that I talked about it before it came in, talking about how bad it could potentially be. And this was actually passed. Prop 47 was passed in California in 2014, so that truly does date me. But it was called at the time, it was an initiative that was known as the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. And it was one of those misleading things that are done by legislators, not infrequently, to get votes based on what sounded good when people hadn't actually read about it, ergo the reason that I was trying to talk about it up there. And what it really has had the most impact in this is changing the theft and drug crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. So really what happened is that voters were sort of duped into something that had nothing to do with safe neighborhoods and schools. It just didn't. The change to the state law included removing the ability to charge repeat offenders with stronger penalties. It raised the felony threshold for stolen property shoplifting in most of these cases, as we've seen it, to $950. And you couldn't stack, you know, the offenses in there. It was misdemeanor, misdemeanor, misdemeanor. $900, misdemeanor. Go to another store 5 minutes later, separate misdemeanor. And that's how this sort of thing worked. And while everyone, I think, I won't say everyone, most people have come to the realization that with the things we've seen in massive retail theft and what's been going on, that Prop 47 had a direct impact on this and that that needs to be changed. The reason that I'm talking about it again now is there are those in the legislature, which I'm grateful for, that are looking to push forward something where they could make a legislative change of some sort. But more importantly, are beginning to support the idea of another voter initiative, because this was a voter initiative. And of course, in California, if it's voter passed, then we need something voter passed again to make a true change in this. And the legislature could put something on the ballot. It'd be less expensive, but that's probably not the way it's going to go. But if the proposition goes to a ballot initiative, which some large businesses are also beginning to support, there's a chance that we can change this. A lot of years, but it can happen. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.